Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, I'm Maria. Cautionary note, I swear a lot in this podcast. Not Jamie, because she's composed, but I do. So, if the occasional F-bomb offends, then note, this is a podcast with such language.
You know, they'll be engaged inside the games in the 70s, but bro, these days, like, you got to have somebody who can really make it fun. So,
good luck. I'll wait to see what you <he's laughs>
Kia ora and welcome to The Art of Entertaining, a podcast predicated on social cues and party planning in the 70s, but applied today. I'm Jamie, I'm always hungry and always down for a party.
And I'm Maria, and I like to party, but I hate planning them.
Great. Join us on our journey to hosting the meanest...
Dinner parties are the fast track to world peace.
Baddest...
I have to light something on fire.
Uniquely New Zealand...
Personally, I think it's like a lot of planning, a lot of work. For what is essentially going to turn into a pizza.
And oddly 70s.
Jelly and vegetables? Oh my gosh. Check that in the bin.
Dinner party Aotearoa has ever seen.
In this episode, we raise the stakes, dialing up the fun factor of any decent party. We explore what it takes to be entertaining and run it straight with social media funny man, Regan Fuhai, aka Just the Norms.
So before we get into it with Just the Norms and get some tips, we need to see what Jackie
we
says.
We definitely need to know what Jackie says.
When a hostess is doing her own thing, she's on far safer ground than when she's trying to duplicate someone else's successful story. Most important of all, she should entertain in her own style.
On page 63 of the book, for anyone reading at home, Jackie has talked about some light entertainment. There are a few pointers. Another little excerpt she says is, you may feel timid and inept when you have people around, but you do want people to be around.
I love that. I love that. Just push right on through all of your awkwardness.
All right, so let's look at point number one, the element of exhibitionism. How do you interpret that, like, when you just read that?
Easy.
Easy?
It means we got to show off. That's what it means.
Yeah.
There needs to be some sort of show-offy element
some
to
pizzazz.
Your... Yeah,
some
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, some wow to your dinner party.
I feel like a lot of what we're already doing this party's pretty show-stopping.
I feel like we've, you know, just organically arrived at that without Jackie's advice already. There's lots of show-stoppy things we're kind of...
Yeah, for everything from the food, we're themed, we're filming it.
We're dressing all the way up.
I think we've nailed this point right here.
Is it a good book if you read it?
It's a great book. There's so many pointers in there and so many tips. And Jamie and I have never really hosted a party before.
Exactly.
One of the secrets of success at such a party is that the hosts are not trying to impress.
Can you imagine her not trying to impress? She would be the belle of the ball.
Oh my god.
Oh, that is so groovy.
Another point is attention to detail.
I feel like you do more of these sorts of events than definitely than me. Like, I think you showed me a photo of you dressed in some 80s sort of garb. Was that a dinner party or a birthday party?
Oh, that was a birthday party. That was amazing. Yeah, it was an 80s prom birthday party. There was signature cocktails, like a big balloon arch. There was a photo area where you could take prom photos. And then the DJ was playing everything on vinyl. It was one of the funnest parties I've been to in a long time.
Right.
Yeah, it was just like they had a theme and went all in.
All in.
All in. So you just walked into this world.
That's amazing.
And point number three is, this is paramount, an interest in people, our people skills.
You could do a series on Māori big dinners.
Yes.
Hindu big dinners.
All the cultural, yeah, different cultures and how they celebrate.
Japanese. Mm. And I think of the wonderful, wonderful meal I had in China with 11 courses.
Oh, my gosh.
And every one of them to die for. They changed my eating forever.
I think that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. So going back to the book, there's not a lot in here about the entertainment side. There's a lot about the drinking and the cocktails, which I guess entertainment comes from that. When we were discussing this podcast with our producer, Justin mentioned it was very common in the 70s for people to bring out their children at dinner parties and they would put on a show.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever have to perform?
No, my parents never done that to us. No.
But I did used to live at a carnival.
Right.
And they used to have all-you-can-eat competitions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a nanny and used to look after kids. And my cousin was also a nanny and looked after some kids.
Yes.
And so sometimes we didn't want to cook.
Yeah.
So we just take the kids to these competitions and we, like, enroll them in. And we're like,
gosh.
And we just tell the kids, we're like, you don't even have to go as fast as you can. Just enjoy it. So all these kids are like trying to compete for this like food and our kids are there just having a mean old
just
snack.
Casually eating their dinner. That is such a hack.
Yeah, there we go, little life hack. But there is a section for children's parties and games.
There's quite a bit in there for children, isn't there?
Yeah, and if we're really searching for how we're going to, like, maybe add some wow.
Maybe that's the element of exhibition we add.
There is a section called 10 years and over.
Okay. So
everyone there is going to be over 10 years old. Yeah. So some of the games we've got in here, a bike rally. Just cheeky, a few cheeky bikes. We'll
everyone
just get 20
bring
bikes.
Your bike.
Murder.
Ooh.
Murder mystery party.
You have to turn the lights off and someone dies and then you have to figure it out. Someone
who's in. Lights to be turned off and you start counting out loud from 100.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone just like disappears. Everyone will go home. And we turn off the lights, everyone will
wait,
go home.
Wait, we're still playing a game.
Everyone's
they're all
like,
gone.
They're really good at this game out here. Everyone's gone.
In my fams, we played a lot of Monopoly during the lockdown. We go hard. We go real hard on it. So if you are lucky enough to land on, I think it's Community Chest. If you land on one of those, there's a card in there where you get the money grab, right? And just
Who grabs the money? It's the person with the card.
So the teller gets to grab the money out of the bank and throws it. So that counts to three. You all get up and you throw the cash up into the air. And the plan is that you all rush in to grab as much cash as you can. But we go so hard. Like, my niece and nephew go so
hard.
Yeah, that's
handy as.
They are, like, punching people and pushing them out of the way and, like, pummeling them into the ground. I need to paint a picture of my niece and nephew. They're not children. They're not children. My nephew is 14 and he towers above me, okay? Yeah. My niece just turned 20 and she towers above me. So, like, don't...
These are little kids.
They're not
grabbing
money
and going, funny.
Like, these are...
They're like, move!
Yeah, for real. And you're like, oh my gosh.
I really was involved in theatre. I loved acting. There was a play, for instance, by John Webster, which I really remember. At one stage in it, I had to dive on the handsome man who's lying in bed feeling rather poorly, and I dive on him and hold him to my bosom. But I dived so hard that the bed tipped over and we both finished up on the floor. And the audience screamed with laughter and I screamed with laughter. I stood on the stage and screamed with laughter with them, whereas this unfortunate man got up and went off in a huff, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But there was some wonderful memories acting.
In your opinion, Jamie, what turns a party south real quick?
Maybe someone that just goes a bit too far, like peaks way too early or something, you know? And then you're kind of babysitting. You're not really enjoying yourself, you're kind of babysitting.
You have to keep an eye on that person.
That's not fun. Yeah, that's not fun. Have you ever been to an event or a party or something where someone has peaked and it affects the group you're with?
Okay, I have a friend who always peaks. Okay? That is their constant.
Yes.
And you just know that when you're going out with them, you're like, okay, I need to get prepared for going out with this person because without doubt,
yeah,
this comes with a small caveat as well. Literally invited her around for a casual glass of wine. She rolls up with a bag of wine, okay, and is already like faded, okay? And she's like, Maria, I'm engaged. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this tonight.
Not again.
Friends with a caveat. Total thing. Okay.
I have that friend. We went to Germany. We went to Oktoberfest in Germany. There was four of us. I planned everything. Everything.
Okay, yeah,
flights,
yeah, yeah.
Everything. Our accommodation. All she had to do. One job.
Yes, yeah.
One job. Just book our last night. Our last night before we fly back to the States.
Yeah.
That's it. I've done everything else.
Yeah.
The last night, where are we staying? She's like, I thought I'd save us some money.
Oh my gosh.
We're staying at the airport. And I'm like, I've stayed at the airport before. I'm like, maybe we should just book a place. Let's see how much money we all have. She's like, jump. We still have to travel back to America. Jump. I only have $12. But she's so happy.
She's happy, she's, man.
And yeah. I'm just like, I hate you. Every time. There you go, Jackie. We'll pop this over here for you.
Who are you going to have? What sort of people are coming to your dinner?
We're having a variety of people. So some of the people you've mentioned in the book.
Some of them are our friends, because that's always nice to see some friendly faces. Yeah.
Some work colleagues, a variety of people.
It sounds fabulous. Sounds expensive too.
So thank you for joining us, Regan, aka Just the North.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're excited to have you here because Jamie and I are complete novices in the world of even party planning, hosting, or even trying to entertain people. So you got a number of we're punching here.
I think you're scraping the bottom of the barrel bringing me on, yeah.
But we thought it would be cool to have a chat with you and just kind of, you know, get some pointers, get some advice, some tips on what is entertaining, how to entertain people. So no pressure, brother.
So
you're here, you're gonna help us.
We'll see what we can break down and get to. It sounds like a great plan these guys have put together. I can't wait to see what the rest looks like, sounds like.
So you do a lot of content online. How's it like interacting with people in that space? Because they're not like there with you.
Yeah. Oh, man. So when I do my like content creation and that, like I just do it by myself. So it's just me at home and shooting videos and all that. Follow me on OnlyFans and Grindr as well, guys. But yeah, making content at home and that, it's all good because it's just me. But when it comes to like meeting people out in public, fuck, man, you get some crazy interactions out there.
Yeah.
You get people who just like look at you and then like you can tell that they see you and they like want to talk to you and that. But like, I'm just like, as I said, I don't want to spark up conversation. So I'm terrible at that space. But then, bro, you get some really like aggressive fans. Oh, not fan. I wouldn't say fan. Supporters.
Followers.
People that follow you and they're like, oh shit. Oh, nah, bro. And you're just standing there like, oh, something goes, fuck, honestly, that's my, oh, shit. And he's just like, Oh, man.
Like, they really buy into the character, right? Like, they think they're meeting the character in the street, and you're
like, oh, bro, it's easy, man. I'm just, like, me. I'm all good.
Just grabbing some bread and milk.
I'm just, you know, grabbing a fire. It's all good. Yeah. And but I get some real hype, dude, like, people that I interact with, and you just got to input the same energy that they receive, like, you know, because you want them to have a good experience with you, kind of thing, you know. You want them to go, fuck, that dude was a fucking eat ass, you know. And you just want to portray that same sort of image when you go out and about. Well, that's what I try to do anyways.
Right, taking notes. So, it's good when you come into the dinner party, I'm gonna match you. Do you ever think about, like, oh, I wonder how this is gonna land, like, I wonder how this is gonna land with my audience?
Definitely. Think that's, back then, I was, like, really into it. Like, there was, like, man, I hope that these guys really like this. I put a lot of effort into it. And then as I've gotten, like, as I've been through it for so long, like, I've been doing content for, like, the last 3 years. And, like, probably, like, nowadays, I'm real comfortable about the content that I make. So, like, regardless of whether it hits or not, I'm just, like, hey, I enjoyed making it. It was fun for me. And that's pretty much all you're getting. That's all you're getting. And back then, man, I used to be like, fuck, man, why isn't this hitting? Like, fuck, I've worked so hard on this and it's only getting this amount of likes, whatever. Now I'm just like, chuck it up, and if it hits, it hits. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I always try and remember that time when I was like, fuck, I was watching that back and it was funny when I was editing it. And that too. Yeah, those are the takeaways that I feel like, you know, and it comes with time, man. Like, you know, you gotta just realize that, you know, at the end of the day, you're making this content for yourself. Kind of thing, so
because literally only two
only we will listen to this.
Literally only Jamie and I thought this shit was funny.
Because it's only gonna be us listening to this one.
Have you been to any dinner parties lately?
What is a dinner party? Because that's the thing, that is it, like, just snacks? Because when I hear dinner party, I just hear drink up. That's what I hear. It's like, we're just having a drink up. There's some snacks on the table, some chip and dip.
Yeah.
But what's a dinner party? What defines a dinner party?
Well, this dinner party is like a 3-course meal.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a sit-down thing. The thing is, right, because I've not been to a dinner party, and I've never really hosted a dinner party either.
Yeah.
So it's quite formal. Like, it's a sit-down thing. There's courses. There's, like you know, like, bloody... where you need to sit, who needs to sit next to you. It's like, it's really detailed. It's quite stuffy.
I think it was quite a thing in the 70s.
Yeah, that's drink ups are the new dinner parties, I guess. Free course of of scraps. Of having fights and, I don't know. Yeah. No, that's me, though.
Now, Jackie, you have 13 pages in here where you talk about cocktails and drinks. Did you have a favourite drink?
I've always liked gin.
Me too.
And the gin has gone down very well for most of my life. And I only a couple of times have got rather drunk on it. And a dry sherry. And brandy is a nice drink. I never liked whiskey, though, I think. Whiskey is definitely a man's drink, and I've never liked beer, I think, because it's rugby.
Because it's rugby. I love that answer.
I feel the same.
So I thought I might ask you just about, like, what sets a vibe for a party? Do you feel?
Sets a vibe for the party. I think, like, number one thing would probably be, like, music. Would probably be, like, top tier.
Yeah.
Why? Have you guys got a good playlist?
Screwed, man.
Is it going to be 70s music at the party?
That's going to be no music, IG.
Everyone playing the spoons or something. Fuck. I'm out.
Because, like, we literally can't play music.
Damn.
Just because it gets, because
it's a podcast, yeah, right? We're filming it. Yeah.
And knowing that you said we've got new music. Right. It's going to be a great party.
Strong start. So what would you say then, so we know what sets up a vibe. What kills a vibe, man?
What do you mean that kills the vibe for me? I think, like, I was just like, no brain on dramas.
When they bring the dramas to the party,
there's always the, like, oh, I don't know. And I always get those ones, too. Like, there's always that couple.
Always.
The one couple that comes to the party and you're just like, fuck, what
here
do
we go.
Fuck, and you can't invite just one. None of them, or just bring both of them. But I got friends in there that I'm not going to name. Rhymes with Rachel and... Mitchell and Rat. Definitely got like people that you know, you're a bit wary about bringing to certain things. And in that space, like, you just gotta kind of know, don't bring them to this one, or that person's gonna be there. The worst one is when two of your friends in your circle have got beef, and then they're like, you're like, fuck, I can't invite that one, but I can't invite her either.
Shit,
that's a tricky one. So, yeah, that's another one. And you don't wanna, like, you know, cause dramas in that space as well. But I feel like those are the kind of things that kind of like kill the buzz. But have you hosted a dinner party before?
Hosted? I've had people over to eat.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. It's dinner, because,
you know, you just like, yeah, put food on the table.
But yeah, family dinner would be a dinner party.
Yeah. Or I was saying it would be like at someone's birthday, but usually you go out. Like, you'll go out to dinner at a restaurant.
Like, how many people are invited to this?
20.
That's huge.
Right? That's a lie. Yeah.
How long is it for?
Too long.
Say how to end.
It doesn't tell us how to end it, so I don't know. I'm like, maybe like a couple hours, right? Because I feel like after that I'm going to be tapping out.
Shucks,
but
man.
A couple hours long, and then we figure out how to end it.
I want to know what's your... So we're in this book, she talks about games at a party. And I'm like, what's your take on having games at a party?
You know, having games at a party is great. I think if you've got like a somebody who's good at like putting the games together, and somebody who's like real charismatic and can keep you engaged in the games, is really good. For me, probably my go to game is, I'm gonna sound real like generic. Anyone played Table of Death, Circle of Death around here? King's Cup.
Cup. Yeah,
that's like my number one.
That's a go to. Okay.
Shows how much of an alcoholic I am. But like, you know, it's good to have, like, I'm starting to learn different games and stuff like that. I got a mate who's like, he came to the party one time and he just was like, bro, we're playing this game, and I was like, bro, I love this, you know. Okay. And
that's my brother. My brother's there. He shows up and he's like, oh, have you played this one?
Yeah. And just so many games, and you're just like, I can't remember them, but like, you know, but yeah, for me, I'm a King's Cup kind of person.
Okay.
Play that 8 times over and over, and that's me. That's smoke bomb. What about you guys? What's the go-to games for, I guess, parties or drink-ups for you guys?
I was telling Jamie about how in my fams we go hard on Monopoly. Real hard on Monopoly.
Like, to flip the table.
Like body slams kind of thing.
Go to jail for real. Going to jail. Oh my gosh. What about you, Jamie? What's your go-to game?
Our family's super competitive as well. Oh. Super competitive. And Monopoly was one of them. And Scattergories. Scattergories is so ruthless that it got banned like for 10 years in our family, because everyone got to play. Because we got like poi poi rules for every game, where you take a game and then our family adds onto it.
Yeah.
Is there a crier though? Because there's always someone who cries in our fams. They take it too far.
Just go too far.
There's been a couple of board flips. Like, totally.
I'm out of here.
And then the next round, everyone's like, remember that time you flipped the board?
Shut up. What, bring a magician in?
I reckon a magician, man.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You want someone to disappear? Boom. Gone.
Smoke bomb.
Because
that's the thing, though. Like, we got phones now, which is like a real distractive thing. In the 70s, they didn't have that. So, like... you know, they'll be engaged inside the games in the 70s, but bro, these days, like, you got to have somebody who can really make it fun. So,
good luck.
I'll wait to see what you can do. Money grab. Real money.
I know. We might have to cash out.
And everybody will be off their phones. Everybody will be engaged. I just think the main thing is just have fun. I think a lot of people that will be there will be expecting to just have a good time, you know, because we all know that you just don't know what you're doing. So, without being rude, we're all quite aware, so it'll be, you know, we won't go too hard on you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And awesome. Make sure the food's cooked properly, all right? Yeah. No one ever saw stomach.
Yeah.
No one ever saw stomach come Monday. Okay?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Awesome to have you here. And yeah, we'll see you at the party.
Oh, man, can't wait, can't wait. And yeah, congratulations on this podcast as well. Thanks. Can't wait to hear it, eh?
Mate.
Awesome.
So, Jamie, that was so helpful.
That was so helpful.
And hilarious.
Yeah.
Justin Orns is just hilarious.
Yeah.
But also, he actually gives good advice.
Yeah. I think we need to add more drinks.
Add more drinks. Let's be
King's
real.
Cup.
Yes to games.
Yes to games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baba also said yes to games.
Yeah, I was so nervous about adding games, but actually,
it's the vibe. Yeah,
it's the vibe, apparently. And have fun. Yeah.
They know us.
They know
they're getting into.
They know it's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
Be here
and
for it.
And just, yeah, they're
but
here
just
for it.
Have fun along the way. And I can be down for that.
Yeah. The Art of Entertaining is produced and presented by Jamie Poipoi and Maria Tanner.
The executive producers are Tim Watkin, Justin Gugri, and Katie Gossard.
Blair Stagpole is our producer and audio engineer.
Music by Tehima Bennett. Shout out to comedian Reagan, Just the Norms for I. Shout out to the absolute GOAT, author Jacqueline Steinkamp.
Listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course at rnz.co.nz.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.